This is a Patreon bonus episode. Today, I'm going to be looking into this weird situation that's been happening in Transnistria, which is a breakaway separatist region of Moldova. Now, it's just going to be me this episode. I couldn't really find anyone that was that interested in talking about it. So I've just been looking over it and I find it really interesting. So basically, in the backdrop of the Ukraine war, weird shit has been happening in Transnistria. Now, if you don't know about Transnistria, like I said, it is this weird breakaway state. It's very kind of, you know, totalitarian in the way it's held down there. It's on the kind of eastern, I guess, northeastern part of Moldova. And it's on the border with Ukraine. And yeah, so Russia runs that area, or Russian-backed separatists, but Russia runs that area. Officially, it's known as the Pridnestrovian Moldavian Republic, or the PMR, but Transnistria is what we'll call it. So since the war started in Ukraine in February, a few weird things have started to happen. So on the... Where am I now? So yeah, so on April 25th, there was some kind of attack at the Ministry of Stat Security building in the Russian-backed separatist region of Transnistria. So this is kind of weird, right? So this is the sort of place, it's very locked down. You know, you can't piss unless somebody is kind of watching you. I mean, not literally, but it's, you know, it's at that level. Yeah, something really weird was happening there. So there was some kind of RPG attack on the state security building. It's completely Russian controlled. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist and just be like, oh, false flag, everything that happens is a false flag, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. It was pretty weird. So here's what the Moscow Times had to say about it. The interior, one sec, quote, the interior ministry of Transnistria, a separatist Moscow-backed territory in Moldova, said Monday that the state security's ministry offices had been hit in what appeared to be a grenade launcher attack. No one was injured in the incident, which happened at around 6 p.m. on a public holiday for the Orthodox Easter, the ministry added. But windows have been blown out in the state security ministry building and smoke is billowing out of the windows, the Transnistria region's interior ministry said in a statement. According to preliminary information, the attackers had used a handheld anti-tank grenade launcher, the ministry said. Pervy Pridnostrovsky television channel cited witnesses as saying they had heard several blasts. D-miners, firefighters and paramedics were called to the scene. Neither the leadership in Transnistria nor the Moldovan government have yet commented on the incident. Transnistria is an unrecognized Moscow-backed breakaway region that borders Western Ukraine. Moscow still has a military base there, as well as a stockpile of some 20,000 tons of munitions. This attack comes after a senior Russian military official last week raised the issue of Russian speakers in Transnistria in the context of Russia's military operation in Ukraine. Major General Rustam Minakayev, acting commander of the Central Military District, on Friday said Russia sought control of southern Ukraine, which could provide access to Transnistria, where there have been cases of oppression of the Russian-speaking population. Moldova's foreign ministry summoned Russia's ambassador over the comments, which are called unfounded and contradicting Russia's position in support of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of our country within internationally recognized borders, end quote. So you see already, Russia is starting the fuckery there, exactly what they started in Georgia or Abkhazia, exactly what they started in the separatist regions in the Donetsk People's Republic, Luhansk People's Republic. You know, they're saying, oh yeah, Russian speakers are being targeted, they're being oppressed or whatever. Now this is, anyone will know if they look into it, this is a, lifelong kind of accusation that Russia makes when they want to invade somewhere or take over a place to make it there strategically, or because of cultural ties, or just because of imperialism, whatever. So straight away it's like, as soon as this attack, which how the fuck anybody managed to sneak around with a rocket launcher in Transnistria and launch a successful attack on the ministry, I don't know, but it could be possible, who knows, maybe someone that is just sick of being there saw the situation with Ukraine and thought, you know what, fuck this, like, you know, I don't like living here, but I'm stuck. I'm going to launch this attack, but fuck knows how they got hold of the rocket launcher. Maybe they're military, but no, I find it very weird. It seems very fishy. And a lot of other people seem to as well, people that, you know a lot more than me about this situation. So yeah, so that seems kind of like, you know, this is pretty weird. The damage caused, you know, it wasn't that serious, but it was enough, you know, like the windows were all blown out. Some of the kind of structural bricks around the corner of the building are all fucked up. The windows are blown out. So yeah, you know, that kind of thing happened. So yeah, that was weird. And so you might say, well, why the fuck would Russia, you know, want to do this? Well, before that, I think you could say, well, what the fuck is Russia on about? Because the Kremlin is saying, oh yeah, well, you know, people that speak, you know, Russian speakers are being kind of oppressed there. Well, everyone there is under the kind of regime of this little Russian separatist region. So if anyone was oppressing them, it would be them. It doesn't make any sense. And loads of people, I've been to Moldova, loads of people there speak Russian fine. You know, they have many pro-Russian politicians and stuff like this. It might be worth mentioning as well that Moldova is, I think, the second biggest or maybe the biggest country to accept Ukrainian refugees. Well, not the biggest, like the most, they took the most, you know what I'm saying, either the first or second, I forget. But anyway, so yeah, so that's an issue. And then, like they're saying, you know, Russia is trying to make this push on the south. If they can connect to Transnistria, that's a land corridor for them all the way along the southern border of Ukraine. It's very weird, it's very fishy. Anyway, so that was April 25th, right? So April 26th, the day after, there's another attack. So, it was in Grigor, how do you say this? Fuck me. Grigor Oriopol, a transmitter, electrical transmitter near Mayak village, which is about 8 kilometers from Ukraine on the border. That was blown up. Now, that was seriously blown up. It was blown to bits, knocked over. You know, if that was, that was a serious weapon that took that down. This is a big thing, you know. And on that same day, there was, another attack. There was murmurs of another attack in a place called Parakani. Yeah, and basically, so what happened then was that the kind of Russian-backed separatist troops there, or the Transnistrian troops, whatever you want to call them, they started putting up all these concrete chicanes in the road, right? And they're saying, oh, this is because of the terrorist threat. So they start very quickly adopting that kind of language. This is the terrorist threat, we got to be here. So you got, you know, armed men in the streets, man in barricades, man in concrete chicanes, all looking pretty weird, very similar to what happened in the DNR in 2014, when that will happen. So then the very next day, April 27th, there was another attack. This was in a place called Kobasna, right? So it was an ammunition depot about 2 kilometers from the Ukraine border. It was blown up. It was blown up in a weird way. Transnistrian authorities say that multiple drones were launched from Ukraine, seen over the depot, and then the, you know, presumably some kind of, you know, drone strike, you know, kind of makeshift drone strike, was dropped from there. Anyway, here's what Reuters had to say about this. Quote, pro-Russian separatists in Moldova said on Saturday their region had been hit 4 times by suspected drones overnight near the Ukrainian border. Nearly 2 weeks of similar reported incidents in the Transnistria breakaway region have raised international alarm that Russia's war in Ukraine could spread over the frontier. Transnistria's interior ministry released photos of craters that it said had been caused by the overnight strikes. End quote. So they're saying 2 weeks. Well, let me look at this. Well, Reuters has an article here. I mean, it's not really, yeah, there wasn't exactly attacks, but there's been murmurs of war for that kind of amount of time. Yeah, so, you know, Transnistria has been split from Moldova since 1992. And now all of a sudden when, you know, the Ukraine war starts in 2022, you know, there's, oh, now all of a sudden there's some kind of, you know, uprising. I don't know. It's all a bit odd, if you ask me. So yeah, so they said that these bomblets were dropped from drones, dropped onto the ammunition depot. Apparently there was some kind of craters in the floor. Honestly, it didn't look like there was that much damage from what I could see from the aerial view. But again, it's very locked down in the Transnistria region. So yeah. So then on, oh, hang on, right, yeah, so that was May, all right, yeah. So then on May 10th, Putin said he is determined to take the war beyond Donbass to Transnistria, according to a US intelligence chief. source on this is AFP. They're pretty reliable. Putin said, quote, Putin plans for long war, counting on US, Europe to lose resolve. Putin likely to impose martial law in Russia to support war effort. Putin to use nuclear weapons only if Russia faces existential threat, blah, 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 end quote. So, yeah, so that was all linked to that. So, you know, stakes are quite high there. He's gone from, yeah, we'll take it from Donbass to Transnistria, kind of openly says he's going to do that, starts talking about nukes. Obviously, Transnistria is kind of a big part of this in Putin's plan, which is why I'm kind of talking about this, because I find it quite interesting. So then, on May 14th, which was just 4 days after Putin saying he wants to take the war from the Donbass to Transnistria, there was another attack. So this is from the study of war. It says the Transnistrian Internal Affairs Ministry claimed that unknown individuals in a car with foreign license plates threw Molotov cocktails at an oil depot and a military enlistment office in Tiraspol on May 13th. So sorry, it was May 13th, not May 14th. The news just came out on May 14th. So yeah, so that's Tiraspol is the capital of Moldova. Here's what the Institute for the Study of War report says in full. Quote, the Russian military has likely decided to withdraw fully from its positions around Kharkiv City. Hang on, fuck that. That's the wrong bit, sorry. Where am I? All right, fuck that. Anyway, but yeah, so there we go. So we got that. There's that situation there. So that's another attack. Okay, it's not like, you know, the kind of craziest attack, but Molotov's getting thrown here, there, and everywhere. So you've got now attacks all the way from basically the north of Transnistria all the way to the south of Transnistria and all along the border of Western Ukraine. Which, you know, is basically spans the whole border there. It's really interesting. I think, I don't know, I don't think this is the last that we're going to see in terms of, you know, Russia messing around in Transnistria. Here's that bit I was trying to look for on the study of war bit. So it says, quote, Ukrainian authorities are reportedly now strengthening border security between Ukraine and Transnistria. The local Ukrainian border guard detachment announced new restrictions prohibiting the civilian use of drones, night vision equipment and navigation of small boats in the area. The Ukraine general staff reported that Ukrainian forces are protecting the border and conducting counter-sabotage measures, end quote. So maybe there was some locals that said, you know what, fuck it, put some bomblets on this drone, we'll drop them over. Ukrainians are very tough, very good with ingenuity. I don't know how you would phrase that. So maybe they did, but I doubt it. You know, I really do doubt it. And I do know that also there has been so some of what you'll see in the next zine issue of the zine that comes out, but there is a group of people kind of attached to Kharkiv Hardcore, a left-wing punk group that are now fighting on the front lines against Russia. Some of them have been on around the border near Transnistria, and they saw some pretty weird shit that was happening. So yeah, not looking like, you know, it's going to absolutely explode anytime soon, but basically, there's fuckery going on in Transnistria. I think it's worth keeping an eye on. Obviously, I don't think it, you know, really warranted a full episode. And I thought, you know what, let me not bog someone and get them on to talk about this. But yeah, that's what I've been looking at. I've been kind of like recording stuff, what's going on there, researching it. And so, yeah, sometimes I think it's nice to do a bonus episode where it's like, yeah, let's just look over this thing that is happening, you know. But anyway, if any of you see anything, any new stuff about Transnistria, definitely comment on the Patreon here and just let me know what's going on, because I don't know, I can just see this. I don't think Russia is done at all, and I can just definitely see that. I don't know, I can just see that that Russia, I hate to say it, but if they do manage to get more of a foothold in the east and push along the south, which to be honest I don't think is completely unlikely, I think Transnistria will flare up big time again. But if you know it, you know, Russia will say, oh yeah, we're going to mobilize to there somehow. But you know, again, they've got to push across from Ukraine. But yeah, let's see what happens. Yeah, thanks for listening.